education, we move past the limiting bonds of good intention and embrace an effective and informed pragmatism that only knowledge and understanding can bring. For many people, the key to abundant life and enjoying financial security is to understand the system and how to make it work for them, to gain financial intelligence and, as Robert puts it so well, to increase their financial IQ. This is a lifelong process. You don't have to be a genius to take part in this process. You simply have to be ready, willing, and able to learn. Practical, applicable knowledge of finance and economics is not pass-fail. It's not a case of either you know it or you don't. It's a reciprocal process of learning and applying knowledge about money, finance, and economics, and how those things, and the ways in which you respond to and act on them, impact your daily life. The more you know, the better equipped you are to prosper. The higher your financial IQ, the stronger your financial performance will be. Financial education isn't just numbers and spreadsheets, although they're certainly a part of it. Financial education requires a solid understanding of how business and government work, or don't work, as the case may be. And it's also knowing about history.